Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. DALY, an acronym with two meanings, or my personal miracle. Well, folks, you may have heard me say that the two biggest predictors of unhappiness in our lives are poor health and poor relationships. Now, there's a relatively new way researchers have for figuring the cost of poor health, with the acronym DALY for Disability Adjusted Life Years. One DALY equals one lost year of healthy life. Doesn't mean we're dead, just disabled by some disease for X number of years and no doubt less happy. You may have also heard me say moving more, dare I say exercising regularly, about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, makes us happier and is the single best thing we can do to stay healthy. Now, you may have also heard me say that my sacroiliac joint, lower back, or SI, has been a pain, a real yikeser for about the last eight months. I've had trouble bending and twisting in certain directions, opening the bottom drawer in the fridge, tying my shoelaces. Yikes, yikes, double trouble. Because not only was I not healthy and less happy, but I couldn't exercise the same way I had without more pain. So I was even more unhappy. Now, pain is a great motivator. We want to get rid of it as soon as possible. And avoiding pain is also a great motivator. So, after the denying of my reality of my sacroiliac yikes for a couple of months, I went to my physical therapist for a look-see, figure it out and tell me what to do visit. She did. And I've been doing it religiously for a bunch of months. Now, psychologically speaking, we tend to pay more attention to events in the present than we do events farther away. So when we're hurting and someone says, do something like my physical therapy exercises that hurt now to feel better then, we may not jump for joy, especially if jumping hurts. Anyway, I put getting my SI pain-free my number one goal. And I've been doing this stretch and that strengthener and this change to my running stride and that change to less running and more biking for 7 months. Little change. I was able to start running again, but much less and much slower than before. Otherwise, my SI would yell at me in the only dialect it knows, pain. Along the way, I've had to battle the thoughts. This will never get better. And I guess my years as a runner are really over. And a real wowzer. It would be okay to stop exercising, just watch more TV and gain weight. Everybody's doing it anyway. Why not you, Rich? Wow. I countered these with my own chant during my painful PT workouts. The chant for daily substituted for the old meaning. Do anything for less yikes. Do anything for less yikes. Okay, Rich. Here's the amazing thing. Some progress over 7 months. I got stronger, faster, more powerful than an aging locomotive, but I was still hurting big time. Then one morning, I woke up and, wow, where's my pain? Oh, there it is, but much, much less. It really felt like a miracle. And I could stop counting how many bad DALYs I was going to have in my life. Now, some advice. If you're healthy now, find something to do movement-wise that you enjoy and do 30 minutes a day. You will be glad you did. If, however, you're already hurting, I'm sorry, but remember DALY, do anything for less yikes. And do your own 30 minutes a day of something you enjoy doing. Good luck, my old friends. And I do mean old. OLD stands for only less disabled, only living delicious, delightful, lovely. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.